Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simin Shin Nun Ches, and we are doing Shin Nun Ches, at least the beginning of Si'if Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch. Today we're going to be doing the pages Reish Yud Aleph today. Reish Yud Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Uman Nikra Mukaf Ladira. What is called Mukaf Ladira? Meaning, what qualifies something as Mukaf Ladira? Because we said that if something is Mukaf Ladira, no matter how large an area it is, it can carry in the whole area. Zesha Banabo Beis Dira. So it's defined as a place where you built a home or you opened up a door from your home into that area, and then you built a fence around it. But if it was surrounded not for the sake of dira, and now you want to build a fence around it for the sake of dira, you don't have to break down the entire fence. You could just make a pirza in the fence that's more than 10 amos long, and that's considered that your home is opened up into an area that's open and that doesn't have a fence around it, and then then you could go and rebuild the whole pirza that you just made in the wall, or you could just rebuild the area till you make the pirza becomes 10 amos or less, and that 10 amos or less pirza is now just considered a door in the fence. And therefore, that would qualify it as something that was initially opened, and then you were makifit ledira, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry there. And not only can you do that, you can piecemeal break down an amma of the wall, rebuild it, amma of the wall, rebuild it, amma of the wall, rebuild it, and until you get more than 10 ammas or more of the wall that was broken down and replaced for the sake of dira, then that also would be mutter, because but for the area that you had broken down and rebuilt, it would be parutz. It would not have a wall around it. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. V'achar kach ikifu ka'igam abana babayis d'resha. This is going on the case of the resha of having built a house in it. Kolomer debein shabana bayis b'osa makom v'achar kach ikifu losa makom v'nimta bayis b'emtzi isa. Whether you built a house in that area and then you put a fence around that space where you built the house, and therefore the house is in the middle of that property. Or whether you built a house on the edge of that area and you opened up a door from your house to that area and then you built a fence around that area, so the house is not in the middle, it's a front yard or a backyard. Nechshav, it should be mukaf l'shem dira, because with all of that would be considered mukaf l'shem dira. The l'shem tashmish dira hikifo, because you built the fence for the sake of a dira. Aval hechad hikifo mitchila v'achar kach bana babayis. But if you first put a fence around it and then you built a house, afilu bana mitchila v'achar kach hikif achorei abayis, or even if you built it first and then you built a fence around the backyard. But there was no door from your house to the backyard at that time. Mikri hekif shalol l'shem dira. That's called a hekif shalol l'shem dira. Because if there was no access from the house to that area at the time that you built the fence, then it wasn't meant for the tashmish of that house. Vidda, and you should know. What the Mishnah is saying is, it's possible that it doesn't really relate to, the halacha is not really about the halacha is not really about what came first. The halacha is about when you built the fence, what was your intention with that property? If when you built the fence, your intention with that property was to use it for dira purposes, even if there was no house on the property yet, but you were just doing first things first, you were first securing the perimeter, and you were planning on then building a house, Or you put the fence around the backyard before you opened up a door from the house to the yard, but you were planning at that time to open up a fence to the yard. That is called hukaf ledira. Possibly, he says. It could be sheish lo hakel. V'im hayim mukaf rotza lakifa l'shem dira kein tzarech lomar v'cheinu b'mechaber shabbat l'shabbos v'cheinu b'tor v'akavanah sh'rotza l'shtamish ata be'akav hazeh b'kviyus el she'inu mo'el d'bi'in she'im mechitza sasuyus l'shem zeh. Even if you now decide you want to use an area that was not originally hukaf ledira, you now decide, oh, but I'm going to use it for a dira, it doesn't help, meaning it has to be at the time that you built the fencing that you already had planned on using it l'shem dira. So yifrot po, so what you have to do is you break down the fence, ve'eno tzarech lifrot kol gova akos al adamata el kol shel nesha begova yutfachem sagi defachem yutfachem begova lemikru mechitza. You have to mamish break down the entire fence all, you know, from the all the way down to the ground. You could just break the fence down to the point that it's less than 10 tefachim high, because that's not called a fence halachically. B'yoser me'asara v'imhayim mikvar paritz asara dayo diyifrotz ma'ad yoser v'sagi. If there already was a piritz of 10 amos, so then you just have to make it extend that piritz just a teeny tiny drop, and that would be enough to be mevatel the hekif, and then you rebuild it, and it's considered hukaf ledira. V'nimtza bayis pasuach dikivin diyifrotz kol kach nispatu kol mechitzos v'afilu zeshu omer adayin areyu ki'ilu nistar. Once you open a 10 amah breach in that wall, it's as if there are no walls, and therefore it's as if you destroyed all of the walls around it. So when v'yachzor v'yigdar l'shem kavanas dira, then you rebuild it for the sake of dira. Hapirtza kula v'adin amosa tzuris ha-pesach l'shaveinu pirtza. You could either rebuild the pirtza or even just make a tzuris ha-pesach, because that would take away the status of a pirtza. I mean, even though a tzuris ha-pesach is just like an imaginary wall, that's good enough. Oh, amah hayaseiro, or rebuild that extra amah. V'imlo paratz amah rak ma'at tzarech ligdar osa ma'at v'sagi. And if you only had to make a pirtza of less than an amah, so rebuild that less than an amah, and that would be good enough. As long as you made the pirtza to be more than 10 amahs in total, and then you rebuilt it to be less than 10 amahs in total, and that's good enough. Until you mash limit to more than 10 amos. Mutter, velo arminun kivin delo paritz asara bebas achas. And we don't say that since it was not paritz asara bebas achas, it wasn't a piritz of 10 amos all at one time. Velo gadar bebas achas lo avi hekav l'shem dira. And it wasn't rebuilt all at one time, that it's not considered mukaf l'dira. El kivin dahash, I mean, this is going on the case where you had fully fenced in property, you break down an amma, rebuild an amma. Break down next amma, rebuild it. Break down next amma, rebuild it. And you do that 11 times, that's good enough. So we don't say that, well, there was never a time where it was paritz by 10 amos, and therefore it's not good enough. No, it is good enough. Since when you look at it, you are now faced with something that is a... you have a fence that more than 10 amos of it is there, l'shem dira, that's good enough. That as long as more than 10 amos of it is built, l'shem dira, that is all that one needs. So I think we'll stop there and we'll pick up with the Ramah next time. So the next year is Sunday's year. I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to give it, because I'm going to be traveling on Sunday night. Maybe Sunday I'll give this year. Okay.